Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. When Saturday Got Lost in the Sofa is a children's picture book by Adam English, illustrated by Beatriz Mello, and presented as the first entry in the Tall Tales of the Todd series. The story uses a playful tall tale premise. The Todd family cannot remember what happened on Saturday, so they search for the missing day in the most unlikely place, down the back of the sofa. That setup supports a comic, imaginative narrative built around household chaos, absurd discoveries, and family teamwork. The book is designed for read aloud enjoyment and early elementary audiences. But it also works as a shared family story because its humor is broad and its central idea is easy for children to grasp. Beyond the comedy, the book emphasizes slowing down, paying attention to ordinary moments, and handling confusion cooperatively rather than anxiously. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a tall tale built from an everyday family problem. The book's central device is simple but effective. The family has lost track of Saturday and treats that gap in memory as a literal mystery to solve. That choice turns a familiar childhood or family feeling, forgetting what happened on a busy day, into a comic quest. The sofa is a particularly strong setting for this kind of story because it is both ordinary and notorious as a place where small objects disappear. By linking a missing day to a missing object in the couch, the book creates a child-friendly logic that feels playful rather than random. Adventures. The result is less about realism than about using exaggeration in a controlled way to make everyday family life feel extraordinary. Secondly, humor through escalating nonsense and visual surprises. A major strength of the book is the way its comedy grows as the family searches deeper into the sofa. The search is not framed as a neat puzzle with one clean answer. Instead, it becomes a chain of increasingly absurd discoveries, including items such as a trombone, a unicycle, and a confused goat. That kind of escalation is important in children's humor because it rewards anticipation. Each new object pushes the situation further away from normal household life and makes the reader wonder what could possibly appear next. The nonsense remains controlled, however, so the story does not become confusing. The premise is still anchored in a recognizable home environment, which keeps the absurdity accessible rather than chaotic. This blend of order and surprise is one reason the book works well aloud. Children can enjoy the pattern of buildup, while adults can appreciate how the humor depends on exaggerating a common domestic experience instead of inventing a completely separate fantasy world. Thirdly, family teamwork as the engine of the story. The Todd family is portrayed as acting together rather than competing or working at cross purposes. And that dynamic gives the book a clear social focus. The search for Saturday is not solved by one brilliant character or by a harsh lesson. It unfolds through shared effort, mutual attention, and a cooperative response to confusion. That matters because many children's books use family life mainly as a backdrop, while this story makes family interaction central to the plot. The parents and children are not defined by conflict, but by a practical willingness to dig in together and see what happens. This creates a warm tone without becoming sentimental, since the family's cooperation is shown through action rather than stated as a moral. For parents and educators, that makes the book useful as a model of respectful problem solving. The story suggests that even silly household mysteries can become opportunities for connection when everyone takes part. Fourthly, a gentle message about slowing down and noticing the present. Although the book is primarily funny, it carries a quieter thematic layer about pace and attention. The missing Saturday functions as more than a comic hook. It points to how easily time can slip by when days are crowded, rushed, or only half remembered. The suggestion to slow down and enjoy the moment gives the story an interpretive depth that fits well within a picture book format. Importantly, the message is not delivered as a lecture. It is embedded in the family's search and in the idea that a day can feel lost if it is not fully experienced. That makes the takeaway approachable for children who may not think abstractly about time management but can understand the idea of noticing what is happening around them. The book therefore balances silliness with reflection. It invites readers to laugh at the absurd search while also recognizing that ordinary family moments have value and should not be rushed past. Lastly, illustration and read aloud appeal shape the reading experience. Beatriz Mello's illustrations are an important part of how the book works because a story built on hidden objects, strange discoveries, and exaggerated household events depends heavily on visual rhythm. In a picture book like this, the illustrations do more than decorate the text. They help deliver the surprise, reinforce the humor, and make the sofa search feel physically immersive. That visual support also strengthens the book's value as a read-aloud title. Repeated image-based surprises give children something to watch for, discuss, and anticipate while the text is being read. The design, therefore, serves both independent enjoyment and shared reading. This matters in evaluating the book because its success is not only literary but also experiential. The combination of simple, memorable premise, energetic visuals, and family-friendly humor makes it especially suited to bedtime reading, classroom sharing, or any setting where children respond well to repetition, pattern, and comic reveal. In conclusion, When Saturday Got Lost in the Sofa is best suited to young children, parents, teachers, and caregivers who want a picture book that is genuinely playful without being empty. Its appeal lies in the way it turns a trivial domestic setting into a tall tale adventure, giving children a story that is easy to follow but rich in comic detail. Readers who enjoy read-aloud books with rhythm, surprise, and visual humor will likely find it especially effective. It also offers a modest but meaningful benefit for adults. It frames family cooperation and patience in a way that feels natural rather than instructional. Compared with many similar children's books, it stands out because its premise is both highly specific and universally recognizable. The Lost Saturday idea is memorable, and the sofa as a source of hidden chaos gives the story a strong identity. Instead of relying on moralizing, it uses imagination, pacing, and family interaction to create its impact. That combination makes it a distinctive and appealing choice within the children's humor and picture book category. If you would like to support Adam English, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.